Hello, everybody, and welcome to week 7 of the Onega Boys Locker Room Chat as we stampede into week number 7 here, Crit and Profit, alongside head coach of the Onega Boys, Jason Claycamp. Coach, congrats on your second win of the season. You had a big-time win against Washington County, 68-52. I was actually there just kind of as a spectator to watch that game. Your team absolutely shot the lights out on the court, and again, nearly scoring 70 points there. Jackson Colterman, he had 26 points. Kaysen Huffless, 11 points, 14 boards. Maddox Honus, he had his career high of 10 points. Just an absolutely great night from all your boys down there on the court. Of course, you had some other TVL tournament games. You had the loss against Dauphin West and the loss against Valley Heights. But overall, what can you tell me as a synopsis from this TVL tournament and what your team was able to learn from and improve?
Yeah, I thought we put some good games together in the tournament. A back-to-back one. We played Washington County Thursday and Valley Heights Friday. That second one's always tough for us. We don't have a huge bench, so a lot of times we don't have a lot of legs. But I thought that Washington County game was probably the best we've played all year. We came out that first quarter, I think it was 25-2. We forced a bunch of turnovers. We got some easy buckets. We got some outside shots. I thought that's about as well as we had clicked all year. I think if we were up 40-16 or 40-18 at halftime. So, like, we put a little space between us, and that's something that we've been trying to do all year. We've had some good halves of basketball, but we just haven't been able to put four quarters together. And I thought we did that against Washington County.
And then upcoming here, you go back into league play. You got Clifton Clyde, Frankfurt, Centralia, and just kind of getting your wheels back under you. I know last night you had a non-league game with Waubunsee. What can you tell me about this upcoming schedule for you going back and diving into that TVL tournament play?
Yeah, TVL is pretty tough. There's not a night off, and we go and play three pretty good teams back-to-back-to-back here in the next week. And so we've got to tighten things up on the defensive end. We've got to take care of the basketball. Last night against Waubunsee, we had some silly turnovers early that kind of put us in a bad spot early. We got to eliminate that. And we've really done a decent job of taking care of the basketball this year, but we have a tendency to just have a string of silly ones right in a row, and then we kind of put ourselves behind the eight ball. So,
well, talking about one of your young players real quick, Kaysen Huffless, who's had three straight double-doubles. Again, he had an incredible game against Washington County with 11 points. He had 18 points against Valley Heights. And then just yesterday, he had 16 points against Waubunsee. Again, this kid has just been absolutely on a roll. What can you tell me here about Kaysen Huffless?
Yeah, he's been by far our most consistent player this year. And he's a tough guard because he can take you inside. He's got a pretty good little hook shot. And he can step out and hit a three, too. I think he hit three threes last night against Waubunsee. So it's a tough guard because he's really our big guy. So the other team's big guy has to come out and guard him. And he finds himself open quite a bit. And we do a pretty good job of getting him the ball inside as well. And he's been consistent all year. And I think those numbers are only going to get better as he continues to grow. He's just a sophomore. So he's got a couple of years to develop yet still.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time as always. This has been the Onega Boys Locker Room Chat here with Coach Jason Claycamp. Coach, thank you for your time.
Thank you.
This week number 7 Onega Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust.